The Kamish goes down. There is no longer an undefeated team in the league. On today's podcast, we explain why this could be the start of the worst for Mizar Kamish. Mizar Dad, Mr. Luke, these two guys, 0-5, and it is only getting worse. Miss Lori puts herself back into the conversation, and Mr. Woody may have just secured a playoff spot. And as you can tell, we've got a packed podcast. And that statement I made on Mr. Woody, you think that he's made the playoffs mentally. Everything's going right. His team really hasn't gotten injured. And he's 4-1 and he's at the top. He's the number one seed. We'll talk about that later in the podcast. But we begin with the matchup between our defending champion, Mr. Gilbert, and Uncle Buck. Right here, enough said. Uncle Buck outpowered Mr. Gilbert. Mr. Gilbert, he's chugging along, right? He's 2-3. He's working. He's working. But Uncle Buck, he just secured a victory. Josh Allen, Derrick Henry, Stephon Diggs, the three guys that he's depending on the most are performing. And that's really why overpowered, really, Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson, Marquise Brown, guys like that, and some other guys stepped up for Uncle Buck. That's why Mr. Gilbert gets the loss. Uncle Buck gets the win. I feel like it's got to be the combination of your QBs and your wide receivers and Diggs and Allen and Brady and Jefferson as these two teams in MVP. Mr. Woody gets it done despite a late Monday night scare against Mizar Dad in the pits indeed. This morning on the car ride to school, you could hear a pin drop. It was silent, and this is probably why Mizar Dad is 0-5. A guy that averages, and you'll be shocked when you hear this, averages third place. He averages third place, which means that he's not getting worse than fourth place in a year. And that's money that is bragging rights. That's whatever you want to call it. And this year, it's looking like he's going to be battling for last, which is, you know, I said at the draft, this is the down year. This is the down year, and Kamish is right. Down year for Mizar Dad, and it shows here. I mean, he had something going, just injuries. He's starting rookie, depending on a guy that he shouldn't be depending on. I think it's really strictly, it's not the team. It's a managerial moves here. And I think in any manager of the year race, Mizar Dad, last place. He has not done good at putting guys that he should put in. For Mr. Woody, he's doing great. Despite Aaron Jones not putting up a solid number against an easy matchup against the Giants, I mean, Fournette, 35, Cup putting up Cup points. I mean, Tyreek Hill got injured and he still gave Mr. Woody 13 points. So he's rolling. There's no stopping him. His MVP, though, has to be Leonard Fournette, 56 yards and 2 touchdowns. And for Dad, it's got to be, and I know he didn't get the most points on the team, but it's got to be Raheem Mostert. I mean, waiver wire pickup, needed points, and he got points, 19.2 with 113 yards and touchdown. And what scares me for Mizar Dad, and the reason why it could get worse, Davante Adams, I know he's a high guy, and he put up 27.4 points, but he had three receptions for 124 yards, three receptions, right? On a night where Vegas was booming, he didn't get active. Why is that? We do not know. But it's good solid points by Olave and the defense, and of course, Justin Tucker. But Mizar Dad, 0-5. Disappointing. Mr. Luke and Mr. Ryan here. I mean, it's just simply Mr. Ryan's getting the job done. Mr. Luke has no answer. I really think it's just the struggles at QB. He's got Kyler Murray, and he's starting Jared Goff. Goff. Same thing. You know, start Kyler. Trust your guys. He's not trusting his guys. He's trying to put manager moves, and I don't think he's got the talent to do that. So let this be a notice for Mr. Luke. If you want to win some games, put in the right guys. His MVP, though, it's got to be Austin Eckler. Second straight 30-plus point fantasy performance. And for Mr. Ryan, Travis Kelce, four touchdowns. But he only put up 33 points, which is, I'd say it's disappointing. Because you want to see, you like the seven receptions, right? But you like to see maybe 88 yards, 65 yards, 50 yards at least. But he only put up 25. Three of his touchdowns combined for, I think, 12 yards. So, yeah. So a good night for Kelce in the touchdown category, but maybe not in the yards portion of it. And the Kamish goes down, and it's simply this. Running backs' performances have been horrible all year long. I'll say it. Except for week one, they've been absolutely horrible. And my team, and I've said it every single week, we're just waiting to get caught slipping because I'm not feeling like we're putting up good performances. I mean, we are not playing well. My team is not playing well. I don't feel like I deserve to be 4-1. I am because I'm a great manager, not to toot my own horn. But yeah, the Kamish goes down, and the reason why I say it could be looking down is the running backs. If I cannot get solid production out of the running backs, and Jonathan Taylor goes down, it's only going to hurt worse, right? Debo Samuel, he's putting up points when I need him, but when I want him to put up points, is the difference between need and want? I don't really need Debo to put up 25 points, but he only put up 11. Yeah, I mean, it's just very interesting. This is not good. I'm not excited. We'll see what happens. So we look here in the divisions here, and in the West, Mr. Woody 4-1, atta baby. I'm 4-1 as well. Mr. Gilbert 2-3 with Mr. Luke 0-5. In the East, same thing, 4-1 with Mr. Ryan and Uncle Buck, and then Miss Lori 2-3 with Dad 0-5. Very, very interesting. We're gonna have Mr. Woody on the podcast for Sunday morning. It'll be very interesting because we're get to hear from right now the hottest player in the league, I'd say. The hottest player, and he's hoping to continue it into next week. And this is where we begin our predictions, and we start right there with the game of the week. Uncle Buck and Mr. Woody, both these teams, 4-1, powerhouse teams going at each other's throats. Winner gets to 5-1, loser set back at 4-2. And I don't know here, I gotta go with Uncle Buck. And I simply think that Uncle Buck, on paper, is the number one team in the league. I said that that's Mr. Ryan, right? But now you think about it, right? The paper gets added, right? The pen meets the paper, and that's happening for Uncle Buck. I know that he has a loss, but he is, right now, in my opinion, the best team in the league. He has guys, Josh Allen, a breaking star in Breece Hall, Stephon Diggs, CeeDee Lamb, Darren Waller. I know he put up a goose egg, but you know, Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry's going on bye, right? But, you know, I think in the running back department, Uncle Buck is struggling a little bit. Derrick Henry's on bye, and you just have to see. This is where you're going to see the manager perspective, and we'll see what happens. For Mr. Woody, not really a lot of buys. I just think that this is like a down week. He's on a high, and sometimes that team just goes down. The highest winning streak we've had this season so far has been a four-game winning streak by myself. Mr. Woody has that after losing week one. And he'll lose this week and drop to 4-2. Miss Lori and Mr. Luke, this is a great week for Mr. Luke to get his first win. Does it happen? I think it does. I think that he does put Kyler back into the game. He's playing an easy matchup in Seattle. You know, you have Eckler, you have Chubb. I say he's got a really good running back spot. But it gets a little interesting when you talk about wide receivers, right? If T. Higgins can go, keep him in, right? But you think about the flex. Keenan Allen, he's projected to go. Will he go? I think as soon as Keenan Allen gets in the game, Mr. Luke's season takes off and he makes that playoff push. Whether it's this week, whether it's next week, we do not know. If it's this week, it'll definitely help my case as a predictor. But Mr. Luke's going to get his first win. Off week for Miss Lori. After a big old win, she'll drop to 2-4, and that'll make Mr. Luke 1-4. Mr. Gilbert and Mr. Ryan here. Very, very interesting matchup. Really, I need to see something from Mr. Gilbert. It's been a mediocre season for Mr. Gilbert. We haven't really seen anything. Yes, he's 2-3, but we haven't seen anything. Mr. Ryan, we have seen things. We've seen big things, and we will continue to see those big things tonight. This week. Mr. Ryan gets the victory and improves to 5-1. The classic divided household matchup. Myself and Miser Dad. Keys to victory for Dad? Put in the right guys and make some managerial moves. If he puts in the right guys, he makes some moves, he'll give me a run for my money, I'm telling you that. And myself? Production out of the running backs. Production out of the running backs is going to be so crucial this week. And it'll be very interesting to see. I think it's the other way around. For Dad, it's you got to see production from the wide receivers. For me, it's the running backs. It'll be very interesting. And if you thought that the car ride is silent this morning after, you know, this upcoming fantasy week, just wait until I beat him pretty badly. We'll see how silent that car ride is. Well, that's all we have for you on today's podcast. Make sure to join us Sunday morning for the first Sunday morning podcast. Myself and Mr. Woody will be there. We'll be talking about it, talking about the week, or I'll be talking about the week. Mr. Woody will pop in from time to time, and it'll be a good one. That's all we have for this week. It'll be a very interesting podcast coming up and different things like that. Manager of the Year rankings will come up next Tuesday podcast. We will give you your Manager of the Year rankings, who's where, after this following week. So this week will really determine where teams will be, 0-5, you know. We're coming towards some part of the season, 15 total weeks, so this is the special sixth week. We'll get to see very special things, and I'm sorry, week six, so not 0-5, it'd be 0-6. So there we go, that's the podcast, and we will see you Sunday morning.